Today in Missouri, residents are voting on a proposed amendment to the state's constitution. It's known as the Right to Farm Amendment, and it's designed to protect farmers from efforts to limit their practices in the name of protecting animals, the environment, and consumers. Christopher Husted is a reporter with Harvest Public Media. He joins us from KBIA in Columbia, Missouri. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us what this amendment would do.
So basically, this amendment is trying to enshrine in the state constitution the right to farm. And what that means is the amendment says basically that the right of farmers and ranchers to engage in farming and ranching practices shall forever be guaranteed in the state. And that's, like you said before, it's attempting to protect farmers and ranchers from any state laws that could change or outlaw practices that they currently use.
But is that really a threat in Missouri, where I see that there are 100,000 farms already right now producing crops?
Right. So the problem that a few of the agriculture industry people have had is 4 years ago, there was a puppy mill bill, and this got pushed through the legislation by the Humane Society of the United States, which voters did approve. And this legislation limited the amount of dogs used in dog breeding operations. So livestock ranchers saw this and became a little worried about what the Humane Society could also do for any food-producing animals.
So what are the proponents of this measure saying then to that?
They're saying that this is just going to protect them specifically from groups like the Humane Society, and they're calling them out-of-state groups, even though the Humane Society is, you know, in every region and state, that they're going to be protected from any outside groups trying to push legislation through that would tell them how to practice ranching or farming.
Is there precedent for this in other states?
So the only other state that has done this before is North Dakota. And when I say the only state that's done that, I mean changed their constitution. And that happened 2 years ago. And in North Dakota, so far, nothing has happened. There's been no litigation. There's been no recourse, no resulting cases using this amendment. That being said, in North Dakota, the climate around their amendment was not as political and hot as it is here in Missouri. Missouri would be the second state, if this is approved, to have a right to farm amendment in their constitution.
Well, when you say the climate around it has been hot, give us a sense of how big of an issue this is in Missouri.
So if you asked me a couple months ago if this amendment would pass, I would have said hands down. It's a touchdown easily for the agriculture industry. But over the past 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks, smaller farmers have been coming out being more vocal about it. Environmentalists have come out and become more vocal about it because they're worried that these larger industrial farms and ranching practices are going to have more power and authority to push out the small farmers. And the way that they would do that would they would have the money to push through litigation that changes current laws that the smaller farmers could not keep up with money-wise. They would be able to bankroll changes in the law. That being said, also right now, as the amendment stands, if it is passed, current environmental and farming and ranching practices regulations would stand as they are. The concern is the language is so vague in this amendment that it could go any direction. It could support the big farmers. It could support the large commodity groups. But it also could do absolutely nothing like we see in North Dakota right now.
It could be just symbolic.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what some people are saying. It's just kind of this affirmation for the state agriculture industry, which is a cornerstone of Missouri's economy, that this is just an affirmation of who we are and what we stand for as a state.
Are there implications for the rest of the country if this passes?
Yeah. So in Indiana, they have passed legislation, not a constitutional amendment, that is the Similar Right to Farm Amendment. And Oklahoma had a law that almost made it through General Assembly. But I think all eyes are on Missouri right now, at least in the Midwest ag-heavy states, to see what happens here because with the political climate as it is right now, with the two sides going at it, more than $1 million has been spent on this amendment alone. To see how it plays out here may have repercussions for how other states approach a right to farm amendment if they want to protect their farming and ranching industry.
One last question, Christopher. Something we were wondering, is it typical for a constitutional amendment to be on the ballot on a day other than Election Day? We know that today is a primary day in Missouri, but that does seem somewhat unusual.
So our governor is a Democrat, Jay Nixon, and he has put this amendment along with the four others on the August primary ballot as opposed to the November ballot because in November there are a few spots that are up for grabs for the General Assembly, and currently there's a supermajority of Republicans. So if the Democrats want to try to steal some of those seats, the best option for him is to put these amendments, as in the Right to Farm Amendment, which typically draws a conservative rural vote, into the August primary election as opposed to the November election where they might vote for Republicans to take the seats and maintain a supermajority in the General Assembly.
Christopher Husted is a reporter with Harvest Public Media, joining us from KBIA in Columbia, Missouri, where they are today voting on this constitutional amendment to give Missourians the right to farm. Christopher, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
And as Missouri votes, it is also primary day in three other states, Kansas, Michigan, and Washington. We'll keep an eye on those results.